Just ask, right? Let me give you another Zig Ziglar quote. You ready for it? Timid salespeople have skinny kids. Just ask. How many of you are ready to learn how to make some major money? Phenomenal profits, okay? Josiah, keep scrolling, keep scrolling, keep scrolling, keep scrolling, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, right there, right there, right there. Phenomenal profits. We don't want you just to be profitable. That's a start. You know, as a business owner, you get the wonderful pleasure of working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and lose money. Like being negative. You know, it might be better to get a job, right? So I hope you love what you do, right? So step one is get profitable. Step two is get phenomenally profitable. And I'm going to walk you through four steps to phenomenal profits today, all right? And by the way, I have a gift for you. Not only are you going to get all these slides so you don't have to try to write everything down, because you made the trip here, if you're in the inner circle, those of you who are still on the fence, need to talk to the wife, whatever, I need you to make a decision today. And number one, you're going to get all the videos from this conference. You're going to get the slides. You're going to get the audio. And we're going to have a transcript of Ellen Rohr's presentation. So I'll send you that one too. There was so much that was quotable there. And remember that I shared that we're not going to hold you to the normal commitment because some of you just met me and you're not sure about me yet. Okay? But when you, that was a joke. Why didn't y'all laugh? Anyway, so it happens. But can you see what a phenomenal community we have? Have you seen the growth? Have you seen how joyful they are? I mean, give our inner circle a big hand clap. Whatever you need, we got a big team now. Like, we couldn't get everybody in the picture yesterday with all of our trainers and coaches. And actually, some of our coaches weren't even here. But one of them just walked in the room. Dr. Nathaniel Hearn, Coach Nate in the house. And his phenomenal wife, Callie. Hey, game changers. I got a special treat for the game changers. First of all, tomorrow we're going to my house, and Coach Nate and Callie will be with us, and Dr. Hearn's going to do a session with us. Yeah, it's going to be so good. So good. All right, number one, so you're going to get all this, you're going to get the recordings, you're going to get the, if you're in the inner circle, because you made the trip. We didn't stream this, so everybody else who wasn't able to make it, they're going to have to buy the videos, they're going to pay the same amount of money that you paid to be here, but they didn't get to experience this, so I want to reward you for making the trip and for your support in the inner circle. Those of you who just signed up, of course, you'll get it. Those of you that sign up before the conference today, you'll get the videos. You'll get the all of this. So you don't have to try to write everything down, okay? Number one, get to KFP. Number two, determine your average order, your average product project. I just gave you the formula a second ago of your PLV, the potential lifetime value of a client. Number three, set your sales goals. And I'm going to show you a simple, dimple way to set your sales goal in a minute. And then I'm going to show you how to double your business in the next 90 days. Double your revenue in the next 90 days. Listen, I didn't just put that out there on email where I could hide behind my screen. I'm right here with you. I'm going to show you how to double your business in the next 90 days with what I call the 15% factor. Now, there's an interesting word up there that says implement. You got to implement. You ready? Are you ready? How many of you ready for phenomenal profits? Okay. All right. Let's revisit yesterday. A business without a profit is just a, and a 24-hour day, 7-day job is not a very good hobby. Healthy profits cure all other business evils. Pandemic, theft, somebody quits, all those things that we went through yesterday. You know, all these things have happened to me. Hurricane, weather, whatever. This is why you need to make profits, because you need to have a financial foundation for your business so that you can weather the storm. Yes or yes? And healthy profits can make a difference in the world, whether that's supporting Camp Hope, whether that is supporting neighborhood kids, whether that is, giving into a ministry, whether that's helping someone out who needs help. And by the way, don't you want to have a, like, phenomenal team? They might work for free for a little while if you're, like, really phenomenal, but they ain't going to work for free forever, right? And Under Circle's different. We've got volunteers, and they get a whole lot out of it, emotional value and other value. But the fact is that when your business is profitable, the one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. And I would be willing to bet that your life goals include helping other people. Yes? Or yes? I want you to understand, this is so stinking simple. It seems complicated because there's all these numbers on your financials. But I want to share with you that there are only five numbers on any income statement. When you learn how to read your income statement, you're going to see that there's only five numbers on any income statement. What's the most important one? Net profit. The second one is overhead. Third one is your gross profit. And then the fourth one is your cost of goods sold. And unfortunately, QuickBooks templates, when you set up your business many times, they come without that all-important number. And if you have labor and materials, if you have trucks and people and that kind of thing, you have parts, you have materials, you need to understand that cost of sale. If a guy from Lower Alabama that had no interest in understanding this stuff can understand it, so can you. But you know what you have to have in order to, like, if you hate the numbers like me? Desire. People only make extraordinary change in their life for one of two reasons, either through desperation or inspiration. The problem is when you make a change because of desperation, that's good, but so many times people, they get back in the comfort zone and they relax. Jordan and I confessed to that just a second ago. Man, he's getting a big old royalty check from his send out cards business, and he coasted. Me too. So once you get out of desperation, once you start making money, once you, at least get even, then get profitable, keep on going. It's like a Christian singer said, if you're going through hell, don't stop. Y'all didn't get that one either, did you? Okay. So in other words, keep going, right? Somebody told me this morning, I mean, he was going through a lot. I did a Destined Dream Day with him. And, coaching gives you perspective. And, I mean, he was, like, at the bottom, like, I'm ready to quit. He said that I tapped him on the chest when I shared with him. I probably did. And with that new perspective of having a vision of where you can go, he was able to get out of that hole, and the future looks bright. Staying plugged into a community like this will help you implement. In fact, it is the greatest catalyst for implementation is community, because we all need the support, the encouragement, and the accountability. If we don't have that accountability, we can skirt around it, make excuses, and never get. And I kept making excuses until it got to a point where my life was about making the debt payments. Again, debt is not only dumb, it's destructive. Your life shouldn't be about what I got to do to make the monthly note. We got to get out of that. So number one, get to KFP. How are you going to do that? You're going to learn to read your financials. I want to bring your attention to a document that you have we're going to work with today. It's called the Business Growth Planner. Does everybody have a planner? Michelle, they have that, right? In an envelope? Okay. I want to encourage you to use this document. I created it for you. It has your simple, simple business plan in it. It has your accountability tracking sheets in it. And it has a number of things that are going to be helpful to you. Somebody tell me what page this document is on, this tracking sheet. 21? All right, let's go to page 21. And by the way, when you leave here, what I would like to see you do is every 90 days, you want to reset. You want to review where you've been. You want to preview where you want to go. And I'd like to see you update this document every 90 days. This is why we're here. Now, on page 21, obviously everybody didn't have one of those.
It's turnkey in 3.
Oh, yeah, it says turnkey in 3 at the top. We got time, no worries. All good? Y'all ready to go? Okay. The way you're going to get to KFP is by reading and understanding your financials and your financial reports. Again, I didn't want to do it, but when the desperation got high enough, I put my foot down. And I said, I'm going to read these financials until I go snowblind if I have to. That's a lot of paper. And I did. But I'm not the one that's going to consistently crunch those numbers and you know, put those numbers together. So I have a team that does that. And so then I went from desperation to inspiration because I saw what these phenomenal prophets could do for me. Wow. Say that backwards. There we go. Okay. So there's a couple things on here I want to bring your attention to, and I'm going to show you exactly what I do, what my team does. Is first of all, I didn't mark this one daily on the top the top two on the right. Go ahead and check those off also. I would like to see if you have daily sales, I would like to see you track your daily sales if you have daily transactions. Secondly, I would like to see you track your upsells. How many of you know that the upsell is the most profitable sale ever made? And the reason for that is you've already paid the money to acquire that client. And you've invested the time and energy to serve that client. Everything that you add to that order is almost pure profit. If there's a cost of sale, maybe. There's some commissions, maybe. So then weekly on the left, what you want to do is you want to review your sales by category, review your sales by source. In other words, you got to track your marketing. Repeat, referral, new, and you need to have a system in place. If you don't have a system in place for this, this is where you need to start. Because if you're trying to do anything without these numbers, you're driving blind. I mean, you're literally driving blind. It would be like my old 1964 Dodge Coronet and the gas gauge didn't work. I mean, you got to pull over and, you know, shake your business, see if there's any, you know, gas in the tank. You know, or when the brakes went out and I pulled the wheel off and, you know, 1,200 parts fell out on the ground. This is where it starts. This is how you get to KFP. So you need to be tracking your sales by category or what we call profit centers, right? So if you have installation, like going back to my gutter guy, you know, they do installation and then they do cleaning of the gutters. So those are two different categories. So we need to know how many dollars did we do in installation, gutter installation, and how much did we do in cleaning this week? Where did our referrals come from? How much was repeat? How much was referral? And how much was new? Then what you want to do is you want to review your P&L. And I'm going to show you how I look at my profit loss. What I do is we use QuickBooks Online. That way, anywhere that I am in the world, I can pull up my numbers right now and show you exactly where they are in any of my businesses, everything that I do. That team over there inputs the numbers every single day. Laura is a machine. We also handle the accounting for the Zig Ziglar Corporation. She's a machine. So she's just like inputting numbers all day. We use credit cards, we just don't have credit card balances. And so sometimes we'll get an email that says, hey, does somebody know, you know, who spent $600 at, you know, whatever? And I mean, I don't know why it's not on a certain card under a certain name, but that's not my business. Anyway, what I do, and so we'll have to say, oh, yeah, that was Michelle. She ordered this or that or the other thing occasionally. Most of the things she already knows. But what I do is I customize the profit and loss report. And what I want to know, here's my measuring stick, okay? My measuring stick is I want to know how we're doing compared to last year. My game is I just want to do better than last year. I want to have more profit this year than last year. So the cool thing about, first of all, getting your numbers itemized, first thing that you'll learn from Ellen Rohr is you're going to have numbers for each of your categories. There's an income number, which is 4, and then each one of the areas, each one of the 5 areas is going to start with a number. And so I want to see the change. Now, that's a big jump from 3 million to 4 million from 2020 to 2021, because what happened in 2020? Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to do that all the way down. And I'm going to see, so I'm going to customize this so I can compare previous year. And I can see each line item, the cash difference, and then I also customize it to where I can see the percentages. So you can see in this case, in 2021, our cost of goods sold was 30%. And that's an important thing to know when you set your sales goal. I shared this in boot camp yesterday. I'll share it again today because it's a little bit tricky. But I'm measuring all the way down, and then we get to net income, and I'm comparing the net income with the previous year. Is that a big difference right there? Previous year, we made $5,000 because of COVID profit. Everybody got paid, as I mentioned yesterday. I got paid. But the profit wasn't there. I usually start at the bottom and work my way back up. Because if you're ahead or you're behind, you can then go find the category. And you shouldn't have a million categories. You know, Ellen's going to get on you about that. She's going to get on you about that. So that's how you get to KFP, is you just learn how to read your financials. In the inner circle, we have all of that, those tools that you need. We got a whole bunch of Ellen's tools in the inner circle already. When you join up with Ellen and add Ellen to the inner circle, you get her brilliant mentoring and tormenting each week. By the way, nothing wrong with a tormentor. I'm standing here today because I hired a guy who, as a mentor, he worked with Michael Gerber for many years, and I quickly realized he was not going to be my mentor. He was my tormentor. Because he realized very quickly that I'm hard-headed and I can trick you. Like, excuses. And he would ask me, he's like, so what happened? What are we doing? Are we just playing around here? Are we going to do something here? I mean, that's what I needed. I didn't need somebody to sugarcoat it. I need encouragement, but I needed a tormentor. And he wore all black. So I called him my tormentor in black. His name is Mark Ehrlich. Some of you know Mark. Anyway, so you got to understand where you are before you can change those numbers, okay? Number two is you need to determine your average client spend by the year. And the simple way to do that is take all of your revenue and divide it by the number of orders that you have or the number of projects that you have. Now you have your average customer spend. If you ever go on Shark Tank, they're going to ask you these questions, so you better know them. By the way, that is my favorite show. And I don't like set a goal to be in front of ABC every whenever it's on, because I don't want to be depressed once a week. So instead, I went on Prime and I bought the seasons. That way I can watch them back to back without any commercials and without any fake news. You know, 1995. You'll get a business education from Shark Tank. You will get a business education. That's how you find out your average order, and that's how you also then begin to determine what your PLV is, your potential lifetime value of a client, because if you figure out how much a client spends in a year, and then you times that by 20, then that gives your potential lifetime value or average lifetime value of a client, and then you determine how many referrals they could give you in a year, and you add that. That's how these astronomical numbers show up. And then you can move those numbers by implementing marketing, which is number four, which we'll get to. So here's how you set your sales goal. I want to go over this again. You start at the bottom. You decide, and by the way, this is in your business plan. You can do it later. But you decide, here's the formula. It's in your business plan. You can read it later. You decide in advance. And this is the beauty of being an entrepreneur. You decide how much money you want to make. You decide how much profit you want your business to make. And then you have to practice the marketing skills and those kinds of things. And it's not just marketing skills either. In Game Changers, we're going to be talking this year about acquiring companies. You can buy companies. I've acquired companies with no money. There are people in desperate situations. Can You're actually helping them. So you add what you want to make to your fixed expense. If you're not at KFP, you don't know what your fixed expense is. If you can't read your financials, you know what your fixed expense is. You add that to the gross profit, or add that the net and the fixed expense, that gives you a gross profit. Okay, so let me get some numbers from you. Throw out a net profit number. It could be anything. It doesn't matter. How much? No. I want a number. Like $250,000 net. Okay, so take that. And then what is your overhead? Add the overhead. $500,000. So that gives us $750,000. Now, let's say that our cost of sale is 30%. That means our gross profit is 70%. So you're going to take $750,000 and you're going to divide that by 0.70. I need three people to do that right now. And I can guarantee you, if y'all know how to use, if these three people know how to use a calculator, they're going to have the exact same number. Some of y'all went through this yesterday. It's so simple. You can sit on the beach and decide and figure out your sales goal on a piece of notebook paper. But then you got to go learn marketing and implement marketing. Who's got my number? 1,071. You mean 1,071? 1,071,428. Start at the bottom. How much money do you want to make? What do you want your net profit to be? Add that to your overhead. In this case, it doesn't matter what the numbers are because math never lies. 250 plus your overhead of 500, that gives you 750. Divide that by 0.70. Why 0.70? Because we figured out that our cost of sale is 30%. 100 minus 30 is 70. You divide that. You don't multiply it. You divide it by 0.70. Who else did the math? Phil, did you come up with the same number? Okay. Who else did the math? Did you come up with the same number? I'm going to show you right now how to double your sales with a 15% factor. And the faster you do it, the faster you double your sales. So I say in 90 days, because if you really get busy and you get the responses that you need, then it's possible to do this in 90 days. But would we be satisfied with doubling our business in a year? Or maybe in 2 years? Okay. There's a lot of variables here. It depends on a lot of things. Probably the bigger you are, the little harder it is to do, because there's some operational complexities and everything. If you're already doing some of this stuff, then you know, you may not be able to do all of it, but you're going to see just doing one or two of these things is going to help you. So first, we're going to start with $100,000. Doesn't matter if that's a year. That doesn't matter if it's a month. That doesn't matter. If we raise our price 15%, you just added $15,000. Now you're at $115,000. Oh, but Howard, if I raise my prices, everybody's going to quit on me. How many of you in this room have raised your prices 10, 15%? Okay? Keep your hands up. How many of you went out of business because of it? Let me try this again. How many of you have raised your prices 15%? How many of you made more, the same or more money? Because, you know, if anybody does quit, you know who quits? The people you don't want, price shoppers. So you make more money doing the same work. You can pick. You make the same money doing this, or more money doing the same work, or you make the same money doing less work. Did I get that right? You make more money doing the same work, or less money, or the same money doing less work. You got it. Y'all help me. It takes a village. It takes a community. We've never raised our prices and saw a revenue drop across the board. And there was a time when Ellen came to my company. Now, if you're not providing good service, that's different. If you got crazy customers, that's different. But if you have a legitimate business and you offer a good service and you're attracting reasonable customers, and if you're not, if you got kooky customers, you might think about another business. All right? So we good with that one? Next, increase referrals. 15% across the board. How are you going to do that? How many of you in here have a referral reward program? Every hand in here should be up. How many of you have a referral reward program and you're marketing that program consistently and profitably and properly? We need to let people know. It's a simple message. Get free cash or free service through our referral reward program. Well, how do I do that? How many of you are consistently calling on referral partners? Oh, Lord. Okay. Our next conference is going to be called Phenomenal Referral Marketing. Okay. I'm serious. We're going to have to do like a special training. Or maybe we'll have to do it for you. I don't know yet. She said, what does that look like? I said, I don't know yet. But I do know this, that everywhere I go, I'm finding phenomenal people that need to go to work. Michael. I met somebody in Dallas. This girl lights up the whole room. She hates her job. And if I don't have a place for her, I might send her to you because she lives in Pittsburgh. Not this one. You can't have this one. But this other one. I want to build an army of people who, like, just listen. You can do referral marketing without ever stepping foot in someone's business. Somebody want to take a stab at that one? How's that work? Come on now, help me out. What is it? Send out cards and brownies. 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 If your life, potential lifetime value of a client is $960,000, like my friend in the gutter business, what's a referral source worth that can send you a new client every month? New client every week. Priceless. This is another reason that I got, re-engaged with Send Out Cards, because all these young people that I'm meeting all over the place, I got a couple options. One is I could put them in Send Out Cards under me. You got your own little side business that you can grow. Or I can put them in referral marketing for me. Assign them to an industry, and what they do is they find referral sources all day long, and they do send out cards and brownies. Send out cards and brownies. Send out cards and brownies. Can we say that together? Send out cards and brownies. Send out cards and brownies. You think you're going to get at least a phone call, an email, or something if you send out cards and brownies? And then as they start referring you and you develop a relationship, if you're afraid to walk in someplace, you send them brownies and ask them to, you know, give you a call, and then maybe you'll be more apt to go out and see them. This is simple stuff, but you just got to do it. Okay. Now, how about this one? Close 15% more in sales. That brings you, we went from 100 to 52,000. How many of you in here are tracking your closing rate? Our next seminar is going to be the referral marketing, phenomenal referral marketing and closing the sales seminar. You can't change it unless you know what it is. So if you're 60% and you go to 75%, boom, you got it. We need to ask for the sale. Just ask. Use the 7-step sales process. Become a professional sales person. Close the sale. Timid salespeople have skinny kids. Always be closing. ABC, that's right. Sell 15% more in services. How many of you have more than one product or service? How many of you have more than one product or service? How many of you aren't going to raise your hand no matter what I ask you? Are you promoting those services? Are you talking about the problems that that service solves? I just told Santiago this morning that our Facebook at our service company stinks. Stinks. See, when you're successful, there's a comfort zone. You coast. And I was thinking about it the other day. I'm not involved in that business, and I kind of let them do what they do. And if I get too involved, remember what Johan said up here? Oh, that was yesterday. He's like, we don't like him getting involved too much. So I don't. I delegate to Santi. So I told him this morning, I said, what we need to do is we need to take our free ebook, and it is chock full of content. Start posting that content, because that content is problem-solving content. Ask people to share. And did you know on Facebook that you can actually advertise just to your list? You upload your customer list into Facebook, and it will only show those ads to people who are already customers of yours, that are on your customer list. You can do it with your prospect list. Then what you do is make it shareable and say, please share this. We didn't get to number one yesterday, but we did get to number 5 in Christian professional growth, I think it was. So 5 ain't bad in one day, less than 24 hours. It can still grow too. So anyway, so thank y'all for that in our book, The Monday Morning Christian. Okay, so that brings us to $174,900. We started at 100. I first learned this when I was working with a group, and this man had a spreadsheet. So we put all these numbers in the spreadsheet, and so you can manipulate the frequency, the price, and you know all those kinds of things. And what we found is that you raise your price 15%, lose 15% of your sales volume, you can literally see on that spreadsheet what would happen. If I raise my price 15%, lose 15%, lose 10%, lose 20%. You can see how much sales volume you could lose before it starts affecting your profit. It's a phenomenal exercise. But this one I was surprised at, because in this spreadsheet you also put in the frequency of orders. The frequency of orders. Like Jim Turnell's business, advertising specialties and things like that. Like, if I'm reminded of ideas, I'll buy more. But we're all busy, right? So I used to have a guy who sold ad specialties to me, and he just never called me. He never stayed in touch. I was shocked when we plugged this into this system. In this particular case, people would use us every 2 years. We bumped it up to every 18 months, just a 6-month increase in frequency. Added another 25,000. So we went from 100,000 to 201,000 just by doing these simple things. The way that you increase frequency is by educating your clients. You educate your clients. Why is it important? What ideas do you have? Education marketing. If you have a small business, you send out cards. Get postcards from Jim. Create a little newsletter. Have an email that goes out once a week. Retarget them on Facebook. You can also retarget your customers on Google. Did you know that? You can upload your customer base to Google, and Google will show ads only to your customers. And the reason that that's important is because if they already know you, like you, and trust you, and just need to be reminded, you increase the frequency. Does that make sense? Go like this for yes. Okay. Coach in the house. So now, in this particular case, we started with 100,000, 20% cost of doing business, and I don't think this is from a different presentation. But anyway, so we ran all this through all five numbers, and the profit went up. So in this particular case, with a 20% cost of sale, 80% gross profit, 60,000 in direct expense. Not only did we double the sales, but we increased the profit by 50%. So I want you to just in your mind, take your profit, if you know what it is, hopefully you know what it is, and times that by 1.5. How do you like that number? If you're making 100,000, now you're making 150,000. You're making a million, now you're making 1.5. That's a significant increase. What could you do with that money? Maybe you could hire your next phenomenal rock star. Why are you laughing? Huh? Yeah. You just made money. You got to go do it, though. You know, you got to implement. That's the sad part. Is Jim Bardwell in the house? Jim Bardwell. So our service company, we added Oriental Rug Cleaning many years ago and decided to get serious about that. And that piece of our business was the most profitable part of our business because we don't have to go out with all this expensive equipment and do jobs that are, you know, $500. Got these big rug orders that are several thousand dollars, and we can run it through our system inside. And it was our most profitable department until we started doing this high-end protector. This stuff is like liquid gold. So what else do your clients need? Add more services at the appropriate time. Doesn't even have to be your product. It can be an affiliate product. Speaking of which, add income streams. Send out cards to something that you offer. If you work with business owners, even if it's something you do on the side, even if it's something you put one of your people on. Another thing you could do is start another business. That's what I did. I wasn't quite turnkey yet, but I was tired. I was tired of doing that same business. I wanted to do something different, and I started Phenomenal Products. You start another business. That's what I did. By the way, how many of you in this room would like to do what I do? How many of you would like to invite people into the inner circle and get them in this phenomenal community? It's a better question, right? How many of you would like to do what I do without having to do what I did? John Maxwell always talks about that. You know, he talks about this guy coming up and he said, man, I want to do what you do. Well, of course you do. Who wouldn't? So the question is, do you want to do what I did to get there? So it wasn't easy. Some of you already know about this, but I don't think I really showed you the picture. I'm looking for 11 more people to get involved with me. I have one. I'm looking for 11 people to work with me. The opportunity is have your own phenomenal business, coaching business. You're going to work with me personally. I'm going to show you how to get people on the list. I'm going to show you how to get them signed up. We're going to work hand in hand together. And it comes with a lifetime membership. If you're already lifetime, then you have the added benefit of I'm going to help you build that business. As I was thinking about this, I kept asking myself the question, why am I doing this? I want to scale this. I don't want to leave anybody in this country out of the phenomenalness that we've seen in this room. So I want to bring 12 people onto my team. I have one. You'll be able to offer business owners inner circle. You'll be able to offer them DISC. Your DISC certification is included. Your Ziegler Legacy certification is included. And if you're already DISC certified or you're already Ziegler Legacy certified, you'll get money off. You're going to be able to help other business owners. You invite them into their inner circle. You can do this full-time, part-time, your choice. You can do it from anywhere in the world, and I'll help you every step of the way. Now, I first announced this in May in Dallas, and I don't think people understood. The investment for Inner Circle ranges from $10,000 a year to $20,000 a year. And when you get involved with me, not only do I work with you side by side, you keep 90% of that income. We only get 10%. What do you do? What do I do? You get the word out there. You tell the story. We show you how to get the story out there. You give my stuff away. And when people get in the community, we teach you how to enroll them. And we'll do it for you if you want us to. We'll help you learn how to do it. If you have us do it, then one of our people will do it. You'll pay a little, you'll pay 10% for that. Have Tanya or one of our other people do it. But I believe with all my heart, because I know that there are several people in this room right here, several people in our community say, I want to do this with you, Howard. I want to be a phenomenal business coach. I want to invite people in this community. I want to help people. But I believe with all my heart that the $50,000 investment was a little bit of a roadblock. But I can't lower my price. First of all, I have partners. Second of all, it's worth it. And the reason for the investment is so you have skin in the game. Why don't I just certify people like Ziegler does? Why don't I just certify people like John Maxwell does? Because 90% of the people don't ever build a business for a variety of different reasons. But when you have skin in the game, this is a business, not a badge. You're going to take it serious. So if you're the right person for this, because everybody's not, I'm going to finance you. At 0% interest. I just need you to put $5,000 down, tell me you're serious, and we'll have a conversation. If it's the right fit for you, then I'm going to train you, and you're going to have a new business. You're going to have a new income stream. But not only that, you're going to be able to be in the life-changing business. This is just a small part of Inner Circle. Imagine when we have 100 phenomenal business coaches out there spreading the word, planting the seed. Imagine the speakers we could have here. Imagine all the people that you'd be able to learn from. And I know some of you are thinking, well, I kind of like it small because, my friends are in my pod. It's okay. That's the beauty of pods. You stay in your pod. But then you got all these other people that are in the community that you can learn from. How many of you have learned something life-changing from someone in this community? Let me see your hands. Absolutely. So I need your help. If this is something that you're thinking about, I want to know, and we're going to have an enrollment form that we're going to pass out. And if this is not the right fit for you, that's okay. But if it is, bottom right corner, I want you to check that off, and I'm going to personally have a conversation with you to make sure it's the right fit, go through the details with you. It's your own business. You'll be in the same business that I'm in, but it's your business, and I'll be helping you. Okay? You'll be bringing people in the inner circle and getting paid for it. Getting paid big money for it. You keep most of the money. The other thing that I heard a lot was, as I was sharing this with people, before I got the $50,000 roadblock out of the way, is, so Howard, you're only getting 10%. How are you making money? Isn't that cool that people would be worried about, how are you going to make any money off of this thing? It's not about that. The answer to that question is scale, first of all. It's scale. That's the business answer. And when we get 100 people out there doing a couple $100,000 a year, the valuation on the whole program will be huge. That's something I've been learning, something about valuation. But I'm not going to be here forever. None of us are. This is my legacy play right here. Yes, we got Santiago. Yes, we got Christian. Yes, we got Jim Bardwell. Yes, we got all the other phenomenal people. But the truth is, I'm the rainmaker. I'm the one who's going out there to speak. I'm the one that's going out there and doing, you know, conferences and networking and things like that. I'm not going to do that forever. I'm just not. I got a beach house and grandkids. But you, in your community, in your online network, you can make a difference in business owners' lives and make money. What could be better than that? Make money, change a lot of lives. I mean, hallelujah. By the way, Mark is our very first one right here. Stand up, Mark. Let me introduce you, everybody. Mark Cooper. He's the first one that said, okay, I'm in. The coolest thing about that is that I just so happened to talk to Mark before I was going out to Las Vegas. And I was like, oh, wait, you're in Las Vegas? Let's have lunch. For no other reason than he's an Inner Circle member, and I want to know him. I want to know your story. I want to hear your story. And there's some challenges I wanted. So Denise and I took him out to lunch. And the first thing he told me is, you know, my dad shared the stage with Zig Ziglar. I said, really? The big stage. And this man has been at the back of the room. Now, I think you said since you were 14. That's what Tom said, because I was talking to Tom about it yesterday. I said, he'd been in the back of the room since he was 14. He said, no, younger, like as a baby. Yeah. I need 11 more. But I don't want to leave the rest of you guys out. How many of you would like to save money on your Inner Circle memberships? How many of you would like to get money off on your renewals? Okay, so I have offers for you. And the offers are going to save you anywhere from $500 to $2,000. And nobody else is going to get these offers, because you're getting them because you're here. You took time off of your business, away from your life, and you traveled here. So when you upgrade or renew, you're going to save somewhere between $500 and $2,000. This is only for existing members. If you just signed up, you already signed up yesterday or whatever, this doesn't apply. Unless you add a second year, because it's not fair to everybody who's already a member, okay? All right, remember the three levels that we have is systems training. That includes all the regular benefits of Inner Circle. Then we have our leadership level. In leadership level, you're in my group. So if you're in systems training right now and you want to be in my group so I can mentor you on leadership, then you can upgrade to that. And I'm going to give you the investments here in just a second. And if you would like for Mr. Superman, Santiago Man, Arango to train your team, then upgrade to Dream Team Training. He'll train your team once a month. Some of you might be ready for Game Changers. If your business is doing a few million dollars a year, let's say over a couple million dollars a year, you're getting close to turnkey, you want to play a bigger game, then it might be time to upgrade to Game Changers. What we do at Phenomenal Game Changers is we go visit companies that are doing $50 million or more. This is, we went to Abacus Plumbing, which is Alan O'Neill's company right here in Houston, $160 million. We went to Tommy Mello. They did $85 million in garage door sales last year. They'll do over $100 million this year. Tomorrow, we're going to be with John Torres's right-hand man, and they'll do $50 million this year. We're going to have a day with Ellen Rohr on how to buy businesses. If you ever want to sell your business, if you want to franchise your business, we're going to spend a whole day wrestling with that. I asked Russell a question yesterday. I was out by my car, and he happened to walk up, and as I was getting something out of my car, and he goes, "Oh, I parked next to you." I said, "I figured that, you know, $500,000 car was probably yours." Anyway, they'll do about $150 million this year, maybe a little bit more. So I popped the question. I said, "Would you sit with my phenomenal game changers for a day?" He said, "Absolutely. Be happy to do it." We're going to go to Dallas, and we're going to be with Billy Cox, who did $160 million in 2019. No, $120 million. And in 2020, he did $60 million. You want to talk to a company that did $120 million and dropped all the way to $60 million during the pandemic and, you know, how'd you handle it? Yeah. So Billy Cox owns the building where Ziegler headquarters is. So we're going to go to Ziegler headquarters. We're going to have a meeting there. And I'm going to arrange for us to go see Pure Plumbing. Santi, what's their revenue now? Both. I'm sorry? Over $1 million a month? Okay. They started at $1 million a year in the inner circle just a few years ago. They're doing $1 million a month now. And they've committed to having us over there. And guess what? Game changers, if you want, this is just optional, but if you're a phenomenal game changer and you want to go to Hawaii with me and Ellen, then you can do that. But you have to be in phenomenal game changers to go on this trip. We did this before. This was our little small group. It was phenomenal. And this is the resort where we had it. They have four of those man-made coves right there, and they put all these rocks in there so that the water would just, instead of the big waves, would just trickle in there. It's just the most beautiful thing you've ever seen in your life. Everybody who takes advantage of our offers today and today only, you're going to save from $500 to $2,000. So if you do systems training, that's $10,000 for the year. We're going to give you $1,000 off today because you made the trip. If you do leadership, it's $15,000. You'll get $1,500 off today. And if you do dream team training, $20,000, you get $2,000 off today. This is not, if you're on monthly, does it qualify? You got to do a single investment. Now, I know that, you know, 10, 15, 20 can be a big payment. We'll split it up a little bit over a couple months if you need to, 2 or 3 months or whatever, no interest. But I want to reward people today who are in. Those of you who are in Game Changers already, just renew. And because you have been so incredible to me, we had a game changer call the other day, and I surveyed the phenomenal game changers. There were 8 people on the call. And I said, you know, should we do this again? And every single one of them were like, yeah, I'm in. That's a $25,000 program. But I'm only charging $10,000 if you're already in Inner Circle. You got to qualify. And because y'all have been so good to me, when you renew this weekend, I'm going to give each one of you $1,000 off just because you guys supported Game Changers this year. Okay? You got to do the single pay. All right? And we're going to put all this funding to really good use. All right? I'm sorry? Yeah, let's get the enrollment forms out first. Michelle, Victoria, can we get the enrollment forms out? While we're getting the enrollment forms, who has my first question about any of these options? Yes, sir. If you're already in leadership and you go to Dream Team, currently it's only $5,000. That is a bargain and a half. It's once a month for a full year of Santiago live with your team. We're going to raise that price later. But listen, I want to reward people who have supported me, you know. Who has my next question? Okay, so systems level is 10,000, leadership level is 15, dream team is 20. If you're already in one of those programs, if you're already in systems or leadership, you just pay the difference. So if you go from systems to leadership, you just pay 5,000 and you get 500 off. So whatever you pay today, you get 10% off. Make sense? Anita. Let me, team, can I get a microphone, please? Look at him. This dude right here.
He is awesome.
Chief. Now I got rock stars all around me. You're going to see that dude on the stage. Period. Yes, ma'am. He's like, yes, you will.
So the question I had is the people that are interested in your franchise,
yes.
I think that it would be a good idea if you met with them privately, because I think that there's people in here that want to do that, that have more questions.
Yes.
And just a suggestion.
Yeah, so all you have to do is just circle bottom right-hand corner, I'm interested, and I will set a meeting with you one-on-one. Okay? Did everybody hear the question? If you're interested in Phenomenal Business Coaching, just check the form. You don't give me any money right now. I'm going to meet with you privately, one-on-one, and we're going to talk about that opportunity, okay? All right. Any other questions? Okay. I gave away a Dream Day in Destin yesterday. I'm going to give away another one today. Who wants to win that full day with me? Okay? All right. Here's what you have to do in the next drawing. Is I'm going to do this at the end of the day. You do not have to be present to win if you have to fly out. But everybody who upgrades or renews on this offer here today, we're going to do a drawing. We're going to get your enrollment forms, and we're going to do a drawing, and I'm going to give away another day in Destin. With me or here. I think you probably want to go to Destin. Okay, that's a $10,000 value right there. All right, any other questions before we close?